Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 26, 2023. Michael Leitman on the Times of Israel, the need to create a society with an ever-strengthening spirit of unity. I received the following message from a man named Le, who lives in Israel, on Facebook. Trouble has brought us together again. We are again confident that the people are united. We will defeat any enemies. We can. We are strong, and we defend our home. I agree with all this, but where is the Creator now? The one you keep talking about? Or is it implied that He is inside this unity of ours? The current conflict has forced us to set aside internal divisions and recognize the urgent need to fix a grave error. This error is the mutual animosity that the Creator, the upper force of love, bestowal and connection that creates and sustains our reality, deliberately awakens within us, compelling us to seek love, peace and unity among each other. How can we unite with the positive qualities of love and bestowal dwelling in our connections? We first need to acknowledge our mutual rejection of each other, and then unify above it. It is an ongoing task. It is a hatred that will not fade away on its own in a few weeks. To overcome it, we need to increase our love for each other, with mutual concern, support and encouragement, above the hatred. Then, the more hatred surfaces, we will continually build love above it. Moreover, the strength of love should not only match the intensity of the hatred, love should surpass hatred completely. Unlike hatred, however, love does not come ready-made. We need to build it, and it is born from regular efforts to elevate relations of kindness, care, support and encouragement over our divisive drives. Victory in this inner conflict to raise love over hatred and unity over division is when each person succeeds in rising above themselves, their own divisive egoistic nature. It is because, other than the person and his egoistic makeup, only the Creator, the force of love and bestowal, exists. We need to understand that we were mistaken in the way we let our divisive drives determine our past animosity to each other. By letting our divisions get the better of us, we pushed both ourselves and our nation to a vulnerable state. It is imperative that we provide a clear response to this and embark on what is needed to ensure the viability of our Jewish nation, to no longer let our divisions defeat us, and make moves in creating a society that blossoms with an ever-strengthening spirit of unity. Michael Leitman on the Times of Israel, why do religions stir up so many wars in the world? Religions stir up so many wars in the world because they each aim to assert their superiority, strength and eternal truths. Many believed these clashes were a thing of the past, but they persist, and I see no end to such wars in the near future. I fear potential religious wars loom on the horizon, which indicate no positive shifts in humanity. However, there is help to prevent catastrophic religious conflicts. How? The Jewish people have the potential to demonstrate an example of unification and peace to the world. This means embracing the idea that formed the Jewish people to begin with, treating each other with genuine love above everyone's differences. It is not about any specific religion, but rather the need to evoke emotions of kindness and love toward each other. A universal love of everyone toward everyone, which transcends religious boundaries, is the vital message that the Jewish people ought to convey. Universal love would then become the superior ideology that resides beyond national and religious identities, and which would bring about the needed positive shift in the world. If this idea dwells strongly in the world, then people would wake up every morning asking themselves, how can I add more love in the world today? And we would see a whole new harmonious and peaceful world taking shape. One desire for two. Question: if the Creator gives a man and a woman connection through the heart, then is each one ready to do anything for the other? Answer: I do not know how ready they are for everything, But if they are coming toward each other to be together and each one does what his partner wants from him, then they form a common desire in which the Creator is revealed. Question: but the Creator also gives them this desire? Answer: no, they must create this desire themselves. Each of them has their own desire, so they need to connect with each other to have one desire for both of them in which they do not feel any difference. This should be such a fusion, a striving for each other when there is nothing else left but a feeling of unity. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 19, 2023. Writings of Rabash Discernment Sin States. Build an image of the Creator. Question: in your blog you wrote that with the help of the shattering, the Creator gave us the opportunity to exist and express ourselves. After all, if the parts of the common soul were not broken, we would not be able to build the image of the Creator and feel ourselves. How can we understand this? Answer: it is precisely because we feel others, beside ourselves, that we can transition from receiving to bestowing and thus, through us, correct the entire nature. We can correct inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human nature, and achieve mutual bestowal and unification and thus reach complete connection. Question: how can people build an image of the Creator in their relationships? Answer: the image of the Creator is absolute bestowal, complete love, or rather, not He Himself but His powers. People can and will have to come to the properties of absolute bestowal and love. From Cab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, October 10, 2023. Why is it necessary to be an ugly duckling first? Question: it often happens that the higher the result, the more it does not promise anything good during the stages of growth. The sourest fruit becomes the most delicious, and you already thought of cutting down the tree. The genius was failing at school. They wanted to kick him out of school, and he became Einstein. The beautiful swan was once an ugly duckling. We know this story. The question is, why is this so? Why is it necessary to be an ugly duckling first? Answer: it is because such is the path of development of opposites that nothing can develop in a straight path but only as it is written, through its opposite. That is, there is a direct phenomenon, but its opposite consequences occur before it. We need to respect a person in any of his states because they all do not mean anything. How many such examples have we had in history when completely useless, unnecessary children grew up to be geniuses and vice versa? Question: then the question is how to recognize them? Answer: there is no way. You cannot recognize it in any way. We just need to give everyone the opportunity to develop. Question: where can a person get the patience from? He sees that nothing will grow out of it. Nothing will grow out of this weed. Where does one get patience? Answer: how does he know that nothing will grow out of it? Comment: but you say yourself that we cannot know. My response: this is why he has to stop himself. Because nothing is created in vain, and every object in our world has its purpose. It is not up to you to decide what it should be now, and what it should be in the future. Therefore, just stop yourself. Question: what if we give such an opportunity? Let's say we restrain ourselves and let everything develop. Answer: give everyone the opportunity to develop correctly. Let him develop in him all the qualities that the Creator embedded in him, and you will see. Question: thus, it turns out that I am changing, the one who wants to destroy all this. Is this my ascent above my nature? Answer: absolutely right. Question: is this the most important thing by and large? Answer: yes. Question: now the question is our world today like an ugly duckling? A lot of people also have this state. The internet is full of these phrases: may it burn down. Yes, I wish that this world would not exist. Yes, we all need to start over. And so on. What is this ugly duckling developing into? Answer: to the fact that we recognize evil, our evil, what we have brought the world to, and give it the opportunity to develop correctly with our new attitude to it. Question: is that why we see this world so corrupted? Answer: yes. Question: so are you saying that I am the one who is corrupted? Answer: of course. Question: does everyone have to come to this? Answer: I do not know about everyone. But basically such a thought and such an attitude should be dominant. Comment: but I see that they do not come to this. Quite the opposite. My response: they will come to this. Comment: you are an optimist here saying that we will come to this. My response: the fact that we will come to this is definite. But the question is through what kind of blows. I think we need to understand that the world is ready for the best state. We need to think about why we do not let it be like that. The fact that we see it so sour and bad today is the result of our attitude toward the world. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, September 21, 2023. Set the intention. Question: what is intention? Answer: intention helps you engage with me so that I can influence you more. And if you bring me a gift, you will get more from me, not because I owe it to you, but because you will demand more from me. Then you will hear me more, feel me to be more obliged, and absorb more from me. We are in a world where we can start interacting, literally from very primitive, simple egoistic relations, and even below egoistic, the most mundane. They will influence our spiritual relations with each other, the beginning of the spiritual perception. Our world is wondrously created as a prerequisite for spiritual ascent. It is where you can begin developing completely from scratch, without relating to the next world in any way. Question: within a Kabbalistic text, what does your intention mean, and how does it work? Answer: I live in it, and you are in connection with me, therefore, it is all transmitted to you. I make no intentions in regard to you, I just absorb the text. I am at the particular level this text writes about, and you, in relation to me, get a small part of it. After all, there is a need on your part to receive from me. Therefore you raise your desires to me, and I raise my desires to feel what the text says even higher, to the Kabbalist who wrote it. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. How to Set an Intention. December 3, 2011. Develop a sense of love. Question: how can we work on increasing hatred for the desire to receive when there is some fear of awakening hatred inside? Answer: if you are connected to the ten, you can awaken this evil and not be afraid that it will charge at you like an angry dog. The main thing is to connect with your friends, and then you will succeed. Question: we know that without love, there is no hate, and without hate there is no love. Can we use this law, or is it too early? Answer: you have to love the love and hate the hatred, push away the feeling of hate and attract to yourself the feeling of love. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 9, 2023. Writings of Balhasulam: you who love the Lord, hate evil. The atmosphere in the ten. Question: when a person is satisfied with the work, it is impossible to give him a higher degree because he does not need the help of the Creator. On the other hand, Rabash writes that it is in the descent that one must see the ascent. A commandment induces a commandment. It turns out that this state has a purpose: at every moment to have hisser on, lack, and at the same time to be in joy and confidence. How can I help my friends to be in such a state? Answer: first of all, the ten should take care that everyone has a feeling that he is inside his friends and with them determines your spiritual state and leads you to the future one. In other words, the role of the ten is to give a general atmosphere, and everyone does the inner work himself. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 10, 2023. Writings of Rabash: what is, you will see my back, but my face shall not be seen in the work. From the feeling of circular connection. Question: we tune into the Creator through the light coming from Him. How do we feel the point where we should make a restriction on the desire to receive and start working for the sake of bestowing to the Creator? Answer: we should always try to feel mutually connected in one circle, in the center of which we want to reveal the Creator. A circle is a ten. Everything that we have from our connection with each other, we want to pass on to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 11, 2023. Writings of Rabash, The Life of Sarah. What state does the Creator want us to be in? You should attach an intention to each of your actions. Why am I doing this, what for, with whom, and so on. And then you will have a completed action, as it said that the commandment without intention is like a body without a soul. Question: what should I feel from this? What is the expected result? Answer: wait for the result from the Creator. We should not think about what state we are in, but about what state the Creator wants us to be in. That is the right intention. You will act accordingly based on this. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 10, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is, you will see my back, but my face shall not be seen, in the work? Questions about spiritual work. 27. Question: when a person sinks to the bottom of his egoism, he reveals that he is a nobody, since he cannot fix anything and cannot blame anyone for this. And here there is a hole, emptiness. How can you believe that this can change? Answer: we must fill this emptiness with the quality of bestowal, rapprochement, and love. Question: we hate the evil in ourselves, that is, the desire to receive. But we cannot hate each other because we reveal the evil within ourselves. How is it possible that two people hate each other? And that is the question. Answer: this is not a question, this is reality. If two people hate each other, then they hate the same property, only in different people, each in the other. Question: should the evil principle know that we hate it? Answer: of course. There is no need to hide it. Question: what should we do if we in the ten do not feel either the front side or the back side of the Creator? Answer: love each other, and you will find the Creator among you. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 9, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. You who love the Lord, hate evil. See a world full of prosperity. Question: why is it possible to come to absolute love and bestowal only after the shattering? Answer: we would otherwise not feel how truly egoistic and broken the state we are in is. It is from our distancing from each other that we begin to realize how much we need to be connected. This is all necessary for a conscious process, for freedom of choice. If we existed only in the light itself, we simply would not feel that light. Question: how long should this take? Does nature have a deadline? Answer: nature has no time and no deadlines. But in principle, we are already quite close to realization. As our great teacher Balha Sulam writes, we are in a process called the last generation. It is quite possible that we will yet see the world shifting from receiving to giving, from hatred to love. From Cab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, October 10, 2023.